The prude. A prude is someone who is judgmental of sex. Prude? We are not prude. We are animals. A prude will hold sex at arm's length, voicing their opinions about sex and never taking the leap to enjoy sexual intercourse. We are not prude. We are animals. Animals seek out sexual partners and do not rest until they get lucky. Guys do it. Girls do it. We do it with each other. The problem with the prude is that they will do it with no one just because it's been going terribly trying to find a compatible partner to do it with. Just do it. Deal with the next person who just looks like a good time in bed. They're not hard to find. What else are we doing with our style choices? Sometimes we dress to impress. Sometimes we dress for the position. But then you go to the store and you see people just dressed for the positions. Ever just dressed for the positions? Like, today I'm dressed to put a girl in doggy style. Tomorrow I'll be dressed to get ridden on my recliner. Gym shorts with no underwear. I am not a prude. I will get lucky. Let me inspire you to get lucky. I don't care how old you are. Menopause? So what? Grab lubrication and get lucky. Vasectomy? I don't need to tell you. Just get lucky. Got a sexually transmitted disease? Well, then you deserve to be prude. Skeptical of sex and all it has to offer. But, like your doctor would say, if you're healthy enough for sex, then get to screwing. Ain't no sense in lying in your bed, wallowing in pity, and not even touching yourself, for crying out loud, and wailing for someone to save you from your wretched mood of desperation while at bars and concerts and restaurants and libraries even, all over the world, people are getting their minds blown in the act of sexual intercourse and what? You want to judge them? You want to say you're somehow above this act of making children? That's so prude. That's so prudish. The trip is, it's not even prudent. It's much more prudent, if Jane Austen herself were any example, to find the appropriate suitor, than it is to sit at home alone. Or if you get the chance to go out, to instead of shooting down every viable option, every viable and virulent mate of vigor, class, and with or without occupation, yet with fortune of their own, and to instead weep at the opportunity and turn it down. And for what? Prudence? You cannot claim it. You have no right to claim prudence if your true disposition is denial. If your answer is no, then let it be no. Even a player can handle that one. But to play the prudence card instead is only invitation for the game to continue until your resistance is final, or you have forfeited this position for a good time and a roll in the hay, no strings attached. But only the sophisticated minds understand that scenario. So here's a simpler one. Do not judge your friends for having more sex than you. That is prudish. Judge them for not having as much sex as you. And don't call yourself a slut for it. Was Pollyanna a slut? Was Monroe a slut? Yes, Jenna Jameson is a slut. But was Stephanie Swift? Is Kim Kardashian? Is Derek Jeter? Is Ewan McGregor? Is Tommy Lee? Manuel Ferreira is. But was Hugh Hefner? I think not. Some are simply prudes. They want nothing to do with sex. But don't think you must be a slut if you enjoy much of it. Just hope that you enjoy it with very few people, but very much with the same folks. We would want the world to have slept with everyone in it, would we? Be well.